This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 195 for Monday, December 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed Monday morning, giving up gains made in the overnight session. The January canola contract is down $2 at $607.10 per ton, and the more heavily traded March contract loses $2.30 at $611.50 per ton. As well, positioning ahead of Christmas and Boxing Day are a feature. The canola market is closed both days, while the United States futures market will be closed only for December 25th. The last trading day for January options is Friday, and first notice day is New Year's Eve. As the Canadian oilseed reaps support from increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, slight losses in the Chicago soy complex temper further increases in canola. Also, a modest downturn in crude oil is limiting the upside in the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Monday morning amid increased strength in the U.S. dollar. The loonie falls to 69.3 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 69.61. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 132,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China and a sale of 132,000 tons of current crop corn to unknown destinations. Parts of the U.S. southern plains are to get rain today, with more precipitation over the next 8 to 14 days, along with above normal temperatures. A trade panel ruled Friday that Mexico's actions against GMO corn from the United States are in violation of the CUSMA trade deal. The Mexican government says it accepts the ruling, but will move next year to ban the domestic planting of GMO corn. Brazil and Argentina are forecast to receive rain over the next 2 weeks, with Brazil to get normal levels, while Argentina is to get less than normal amounts. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures step back Monday morning. The March contract loses 4 cents at $9.75 per bushel. March soy oil is down more than a tenth of a cent at 39.75 cents per pound. March soy meal sheds 70 cents at $301.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn eases back a quarter cent at $4.46 per bushel. March oats dip 0.75 cents at $3.57. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago March adds 4 cents at $5.37. Kansas City March bumps up 3 cents at $5.48. And Minneapolis March tacks on 2.5 cents at $5.93. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.